I'm going to share on what I think the Lord's given me, and it's hope. Hope, yeah?
And if you guys are watching out in France this morning, welcome everybody, the Cook family, yeah? So, you know, hope is a commodity which is very short supply, and hope is in very short supply in this world, yeah? And at this present time, there's a real shortage of hope, yeah? And I would like to share from a personal experience, yeah? So, I want to share with you something that Liz and I went through, yeah? And it's from in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Yeah? Your testimony is so powerful, it's second only to the blood of the Lamb. Yeah? And that's what the Word of God says. They overcome him by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Yeah? You see, people want to know what God's done in your life, don't they? Yeah? They don't want to know what happened 50 years ago. They want to have something relevant and up to date, you know, what God's done, yeah? You know, the Word of God says, if you're going to boast about God and boast about knowing him, you know? I don't hear people going around boasting about what Satan's done for them. Do you? But I go around boasting about what God's done, yeah?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, in the autumn of 2017, Liz was diagnosed with cancer. And there was a lot of resistance from the doctors to operate on Liz because she has a genetic condition called sticky blood, which makes surgery extremely high risk. Yeah? So if you've got sticky blood, you tend to clot a lot. And Liz has had numerous blood clots, and the surgeons didn't want to operate on her because this sticky blood. The consultant said there are three variants of this sticky blood, and you have all three. Yeah? I mean, if you have one, that's serious, but if you've got all three, yeah. It's like three cherries coming up, you know, it's like, you don't want that. But anyway, she's got all three. and the doctors, he went on to explain the symptoms of each of these three variants. And then he said to her, with the third variant, you never conceive. And he looked at Liz and he said, of course, you haven't got no children, have you? To which Liz said, don't tell our son Samuel that. Yeah? Yeah? Well, I'm telling you this because you might be going through a situation in your life that from a human perspective is totally impossible. Thank God we weren't aware of Liz's sticky blood before Sam came along, or we would have abandoned all hope of having a child. Yeah? Sometimes it's best not to know, friends. Yeah. You know, the amount of people that when something's wrong with them, they Google it. Yeah? Oh, heck, I got so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. Yeah? What difference does it make if you know or not? Is it going to change the circumstance? Eh?
Yeah.
You know? Don't speak it over yourself, and don't speak it into your life and into your, you know. And of course, we didn't know that Liz had this sticky blood. And praise God, I thank God we didn't. Because we said, oh, well, we're never going to have no family. We're never going to have Sam, you know. So getting back to Liz having the surgery, we was advised that Southampton Hospital was the best place for her to have the operation. So we were sat in Southampton Hospital, and as I'm sat there, I'm reading from Daniel. And I'm sat there in the waiting room, and the Holy Spirit led me to this passage in Daniel chapter 10. It's Daniel chapter 10 and verse 18 and 19. Then this human-like figure touched me again and gave me strength. He said, "Don't be afraid, friend. Peace. Everything is going to be all right. Take courage, be strong." Even as he spoke, courage surged up within me. I said, "Go ahead, let my master speak. You've given me courage." Yeah? Now, I've written in here the date, 12th of December, 2017, Southampton Hospital. Yeah? And I think that it's good to write down in your Bible the date God gives you something. Yeah? Because it reminds us of the goodness of God. Yeah? And that he keeps his promises and he honours his word. Yeah? It reminds me of those memorial stones that the children of Israel piled up. You know when they come through the Jordan and they made that memorial there, yeah? And you know, it reminded them of them significant times as they journeyed to the promised land, yeah? And we're like them, you know. We're just pilgrims on our way to a better land, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah? You know, this place, friends, is not our home.
Amen.
Okay? And the sooner we realise it, the better. Yeah? We're travelling folk. Yeah? We're travelling folk, yeah? This is just a little journey for us. Yeah, this ain't our own. You know, I've got friends of mine that are Christians that they're so deep rooted in this country, in this land, in what they possess. When it comes time for them to leave, it's going to be like God trying to pull a huge big carrot up or a parsnip or one of those. You know that children's story where they're all pulling that turnip, ain't they? Yeah? Do you know... Don't seek your roots down too far, friends, all right? Because we're travellers, yeah? We're going to leave it all behind one day, yeah? And as my wife says, one good fire and it'll all be gone anyway. Yeah?
Yeah?
You see, they Israelites, they put their stones there to remind them of what God had done. And you know, in our lives, there's boulders in the road, yeah? And these boulders, they can be our stepping stones or they can be our tombstones. Yeah? And it's our choice what we do with them, friends. Yeah? You can either put them under your feet and climb up to the next level, or you can be buried underneath them and it can be your tombstone. Here lies so and so. Yeah? And the choice is ours, yeah? See, on that same day, the 12th of December 2017 in Southampton Hospital, I was given another verse and of encouragement from God's word. And that's in Exodus 23. And there again, God's word to Liz while in hospital, 12th of December 2017. We was in Southampton Hospital and God gave me these words. "But you serve your God, and he will bless your food and water. I'll get rid of sickness among you, and there won't be any miscarriages nor barren women in your land, and I'll make sure you live a full and complete life." These words were so powerful to me because at the time, Liz could not keep any food or drink down. Yeah? She was dehydrated. She couldn't get no food down her. She was very, very, very ill. And every time I would leave the hospital at night, I would say to her, "I'll see you when I see you, Liz. I'll see you when I see you, Liz." Do you know, I didn't know whether I was going to see her the next day or not. But I knew the day was coming when I would see her. Yeah? I said, "I shall see you, Liz, when I see you." At the moment, Liz is reading a book And on the front page, it's described as a story of persevering in hope. Yeah? And we got to persevere in hope, friends, yeah? We got to persevere in hope. In Romans 5, verse 5, Paul writes, "And hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." Yeah? Hope doesn't disappoint, yeah?
Amen.
Yeah? And it's not the hope of winning the lottery, all right? Okay? If you've got Jesus, you've already won the lottery.
Yes.
Yeah?
Amen.
I don't want to win the lottery, friends. I've already won it. Yeah? Romans 12, verse 12 says, "Be joyful in hope." Another translation says, "Rejoice in our confident hope." Yeah? Where's your hope this morning? Where's your confidence this morning? What are you putting your hope in? Hey? What are you putting your hope in this morning? I like watching horse racing. I have worked with livestock all my life, and I can appreciate the work that goes into this horse racing job. Yeah? They don't just drag a horse out of a stable, chuck a saddle on it, and it goes and wins. You know, if only it was that easy. It's like from when it's born all the way through, the training, everything that's involved in it, you know. To me, I've showed a lot of cattle. We've had some amazing successes with God's help. And I can see what these trainers go into, getting these horses to win. And I was watching some yesterday, and God really showed me something about it. Now, these guys, I've asked them to put a picture up. And they got a picture. Well, I can see it up there anyway, yeah? Right, now, this horse here with number 4 on, yeah, means nothing to nobody, does it? It's dog food on legs. That's what you're thinking, John, isn't it? Dog food on legs. But actually, that horse is called August Rodin. Okay? That horse is called August Rodin. Yeah? Now, that horse, on the 8th of May, that was in a very big race and expected to win. And to the trainer's utter shock, it ended up being 12th out of 14. Yeah? 12th out of 14. I reckon I could have run as fast as that. Yeah? But you know what happened? That trainer, he never gave up hope on that horse. Yeah? Can you imagine all of the excitement that was gone into getting that horse ready? All them 3 years from when he was born, his training, his fitness regime, going to the gym every day, trying to manage the expectation of the owners, you know, well, he might win, he might not, getting him there sound on the day. And all that happens, and he ends up being 12 out of 14, yeah? Well, the owner, you know, the trainer, he never give up, yeah? And the most amazing thing happened yesterday. I didn't watch the football, Phil, but I watched the Epsom Derby, the greatest flat race in the world. That horse won.
Wow.
Yeah? And that real spoke to me, that trainer, he never gave up hope on that horse. Yeah? That, you know, because that trainer had that hope, that horse was going to win. Yeah? Can you imagine how sunk he was felt that day when that horse was 12 out of 14? Yeah? You know, maybe you're in a set of circumstances where everything looks hopeless. Maybe there ain't even a glimmer of hope. Yeah? Maybe you've given up hope. Yeah? That trainer, he could have given up hope on that horse and said to the owner, look, he was 12th today. Just retire him, he ain't no good. Yeah? But he didn't. He had hope in that horse, you know? And I thought of something else, you know. And in Psalm 144, verse 1, it says, blessed be the Lord my God, who trains my hands for war. Another version says, praise the Lord my protector, he trains me for battle. Yeah? See, he's our trainer, friends. Yeah? He trains us. Yeah? And you know, he ain't given up on us. Yeah? And if he ain't given up on us, we shouldn't give up on us either. Amen. Yeah? You know, we too hard on ourselves sometimes. Yeah? We need to cut ourselves a bit of slack, right? We ain't Superman. We don't wear our pants on the outside and fly, all right? We're humans. We're mortal. Yeah? The Word of God says we're like a vapor that appears. Whoosh. You turn the electric kettle on, the steam comes and you're gone. Yeah? We're human. Yeah? We're mortals. He's the trainer. He's immortal. Yeah? Amen. Cut yourself some slack. If you was 12th last week, just put it behind you and forget about it. Yeah? There's a better day coming. Amen. Yeah? Is there a better day coming or not?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. Psalm 27, verse 13, it says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? That trainer, he was confident in that horse. Yeah? You know, you've got to believe in whatever you put your hands to, you've got to believe in it. Yeah? You've got to believe. Yeah?
Yeah?
I mean, if that trainer hadn't got no confidence in that horse would have stayed in the stable yesterday morning. Yeah? But that trainer had the confidence to put that bad run behind him and forget all about it. Yeah? They interviewed him when they led that horse in yesterday and they said, you're the only trainer we know that would even think of bringing a 12th placed horse to the Derby. Whatever made you bring a 12th placed horse to the Derby? Yeah? And he could say, when that horse was 12th, he just had an off day. Yeah? He cut the horse a bit of slack and give him a bit of grace. Yeah? Maybe you should cut yourself a bit of slack and give yourself a bit of grace. Because God gives you plenty of grace, friends. Yes. Yeah? His grace don't know no bounds. Yeah? What's that old song written by that slave trader? Amazing grace. Yeah? Maybe you just cut yourself a bit of slack, yeah? And, you know, when I see that yesterday, I thought to myself, you know, there's hope, friends, isn't there? There's hope.
Yes.
There's hope for every one of us, yeah? God gives us hope, yeah? And you know, the Word of God says his hope doesn't disappoint because God's love is shed abroad in our hearts, yeah? Maybe the circumstances you find yourself in this morning, and I'm talking to someone up there looking at me through that machine, look totally hopeless, yeah? Well, they're not, friends, right?
Amen.
Because God's love is shed abroad in your heart, yeah? And you have the hope of glory in you. Yeah? And what you might think is your end is just your beginning. Yeah? All the racing pundits wrote off that horse. Rode it off. And now, it's the talk of the town. Now it's the best thing since sliced bread. Yeah? And those same pundits crucified that horse 2 or 3 weeks ago, they're saying it's the best racehorse that's ever lived. Okay? So friends, if you learn nothing, don't take any notice of people's opinions, friends, alright? There's only one's opinion that matters, alright? And it's not the newspapers, okay? And it's not your doctors. And it's not your MP, nor your Prime Minister, Okay? There's only one whose opinion matters, and that's Jesus's. Yeah? And he thinks enough of you that he sent his son to die for you. Yeah? That's what he thinks of you, friends. Yeah? He's the only opinion that counts, all right? His opinion counts. And he loves you to bits, yeah? And I was thinking to myself, what could I bring you? What could I bring you to show you? And the only thing that came to my mind was this. Does any of you know what this is? Yeah? This is a clue.
It's a scoop.
No. No. Right. Right. Okay. Now, the Holy Spirit showed me this last night. Said, take this in, right? This was my mum's, yeah? And as she got old and frail, she had terrible arthritis in her hands. She couldn't open her marmalade and her jam every morning, yeah? So she got one of these, yeah? And you slide that in there, and you twist this, and without a lot of effort, it undoes it, yeah?
Where'd you get
this? Yeah? Now, Phil, there's nothing to it. There is nothing to it. There's nothing to it, yeah? All it is a bit of plastic, yeah? Now, why I bought it was that my dear old mum, she enjoyed her preserves every morning with her toast, yeah? And she wasn't going to let her circumstances change her. So she changed her circumstances. Yeah? Yeah? So what are you going to do? Oh, I can't do this now. I'm too old for doing this. Oh, I can't do this. I've got a gammy leg or something. Yeah? Yeah? She made it to 99 year old. Right? Yeah? And she had faith right to the very last day. Yeah? And I'm here because she had faith. I'm here because she prayed for me. Yeah? And her faith changed things. Yeah? And she was not going to be beaten by her circumstances. Okay? And if it meant some adjustment on her part, then she adjusted. Yeah?
Yes.
And maybe that's for every one of us.
Yeah?
Are you going to mould to fit your circumstances and let your circumstances change you? Or are you going to change your circumstances? It's no good us complaining about the politicians if we ain't going to do nothing about it. It's no good us complaining about the war in Ukraine if we ain't going to do nothing about it. Best keep your mouth shut. Yeah? Or we can change circumstances. Yeah? So the challenge is today, are you going to change your circumstances or are you going to let your circumstances change you? And where's your hope, friends? Where's your hope? Yeah? If I hadn't got God's word to hold on the 12th of December 2017, them circumstances would not only buried me, they'd have buried my wife too. Yeah? She'd come out of hospital Christmas Eve because they want to clear the hospital for Christmas. I had to get an ambulance on Boxing Day to take her back in with pneumonia. They couldn't find which strand of pneumonia it was to develop a drug to cure it. And every day she's going downhill and getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Yeah? I had to stand on this. Mm. Yeah?
Yes.
But you serve God and he'll bless your food and drink. He'll get rid of sickness, yeah? He'll make sure you live a full and complete life, yeah? What are you going to believe? What are you going to believe this morning? Are you going to believe the doctor's report or are you going to believe Dr. Jesus's report? Amen. Choice is yours, friend. Choice is yours. God's a gentleman. He won't force it on you. You choose. You choose. I choose to believe God's word for my wife.
Amen.
Yeah?
And I thank God she's here today, yeah? Because we stood on God's word. Yeah? I'll make sure you live full and complete lives. Yeah? See, there ain't nothing in this world you can rely on, friends, all right? This is the only thing that's reliable, okay? The Word of God says heaven and earth will pass away, okay? Whether that's global warming or not, I put a huge big question mark over, all right? But it's wearing out. We don't need the scientists to tell us that because this tells us it, all right? Yeah? This tells us the world's wearing out, friends. Before it was politically correct to say it was wearing out, all right? This is God's words. He says the earth is wearing out and it's going to be folded up and put away like an old garment. And there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, okay? Take that, you scientists, all right? Yeah? There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, all right? So I ain't worried about global warming because my father's in control, okay? He's in control. He rules, yeah? He rules in the affairs of men, yeah? And I'm going to choose to believe his word over what I see, okay? Because what can't speak can't lie. Yeah, I believe God's word. This is God with ink on, friends. And this word will never let you down. Okay? And when you go into hospital for your operation, God's word says, I am the Lord what healeth you. Yeah? And I'm going to believe that for you. Yeah? Yeah? Amen? Yeah.